ABC Radio Australia.
Staying in Fiji because mystery still surrounds the deaths of two US tourists who died while on holiday there recently. News of the deaths of David and Michelle Paul, both aged in their 30s, has reverberated around the world with media in their home country of the US particularly picking it up.
It was the trip of a lifetime, but David and Michelle Paul didn't make it out of Fiji alive. The Texas couple dying within days of one another from a mysterious illness.
What we know, Brooke, is this is now an international investigation. It involves the Fijian officials, it involves the World Health Organization, and the Centers for Disease Control now involved, saying that they are going to get specimens from this couple's body. So the focus of the investigation, of course, is on them. Their bodies can't leave Fiji, which is just even more heartbreaking for the families.
If it's determined that they died from infectious disease, the CDC will most likely be issuing a travel advisory.
Some of the way it's been reported in the US. Well, investigations are continuing with the Fiji Ministry of Health working with the World Health Organization and also the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to try and confirm what did cause their deaths. Influenza has now been ruled out and officials say that there is no risk to public health, although they have been monitoring several staff who work at the resort that the couple had been staying and health workers who also came into close contact with them simply as a precaution. Now, tourism is Fiji's number one income earner. It's the region's top tourist destination. And the US, people from the US are the third most high number of visitors. So will this hurt Fiji's tourism industry and see travellers cancel their trips? I spoke with Stephen Pratt, who's the head of tourism at the University of the South Pacific in Fiji.
I mean, I think it's obviously a concern, and the ripple effect we've seen in other places, it is massive. You know, Fiji, developing country, to some extent, you know, it has a couple of different images, destination images. One, of course, is of paradise, but, you know, the other one is the developing country. And as soon as you sort of arrive at the airport's all nice and international standard and nice and sparkly. But, as soon as you go out of the airport and pass some of the villages, and you really realize that you're in a developing country until you get to some of these resorts. So that can be a bit of a shock or a surprise, at least to tourists. And so I think they start to question the quality of the water and the likelihood of mosquito-borne diseases as well. So. Tourism, the number one industry, it's certainly a concern about, the ripple effect of this bad news.
But will this see tourists choose to cancel their holidays, do you think?
I think there is some concern. To some extent it depends on the type of person and the type of tourist, reading the news. Some people are risk averse and, we'll look to other destinations, safer destinations. Other tourists will think, well, this is can happen to anyone and, they might think, it's very unlikely that it will happen to them.
How will local tourism authorities, the government, be responding right now to deal with this emerging situation?
I think they will go into a bit of, crisis management, so reassuring tourists and potential tourists that this is an isolated incident, that, they're working hard and, to uncover what was the source of the problem, whether it was, airborne, waterborne. So I certainly think those strategies and tactics will kick in.
And we haven't really heard from them specifically. We at Pacific Beat have requested comment, not heard back from the Tourism Fiji. Now, the Fiji Hotel and Tourism Association has shared the latest advice from the Ministry of Health, but nothing more than that. Why would that be?
I think they're reluctant to make a statement that would conflict with, the World Health Organization or the Ministry of Health, summary or findings. Generally, information, the correct information is important to put out there to tourists, potential tourists, but because in light of no information, people make up their own, make up their own information, gossip or spread, even anecdotally discussing with colleagues and friends here, there was talk about cover-ups. There was talk about these Americans were targeted because of whatever their connections were with business. So, you know, in the light of information, then people will fill it and perhaps with wrong information. And so, you know, I think they're not wanting to comment without having the correct information.
You note there that there are rumours going around, including that this is all being covered up. Is there any chance that that has happened?
There's a bit of a precedent in that when the Fiji was between 2006 and 2014, there was several incidents that happened when it was the, you know, the military-controlled government, and there was several deaths or injuries that occurred, serious injuries that weren't reported in the media. So, you know, that there's a bit of background to that amongst, you know, that has, I guess, stimulated some of these speculations.
That is Stephen Pratt, the head of tourism at the University of the South Pacific in Fiji.